We'll begin today's letters segment with a correction. Some of you listening to yesterday's program may have heard conflicting information about the start date of the Transportation Security Administration's new requirements for airline passengers.
So just to be clear, it's beginning this Saturday that some passengers will be asked for their birth dates and genders when they book a ticket. The program is being phased in, so not everyone will be asked for that information right away.
Okay, on to another kind of transportation. Under the government's Cash for Clunkers program, you cannot trade in a vehicle that's more than 25 years old. And yesterday, Ken Bensinger of the LA Times told us that's a concession to classic car enthusiasts.
There's two things going on. One, there are hobbyists who truly are passionate about older cars and sort of wake up with nightmares in the night thinking that somewhere some beautiful old car is being crushed and could have been saved. Then there's the people who have a business stake in it, and they believe that where there's fewer old cars out there, there's fewer cars to sell parts for and to do service on.
Listener James Moore of Newburgh, Indiana writes this, I am an antique car collector and have a dozen or so classic cars, all older than 1984. Many collectible cars are stored away and are not driven more than a few miles each year. They do not get great gas mileage and are not as kind to our environment as later models, but they are a part of our history and a part of people's lives and, yes, a part of people's passions.
Finally, praise for Laura Sullivan's story about how California's Folsom Prison went from a model prison to a terrible example and how it represents the state's prison troubles overall. Donna Toulme of Atlanta, Georgia wrote, My much-loved brother is in prison, and unfortunately, nobody cares about prisons until someone they love ends up behind bars. The statistics are shocking, and the situation serves as a revolving door for minor drug-related crimes. Thank you for bringing attention to this ignored part of America.
Please send us your thoughts at npr.org. Click on Contact Us now at the bottom of the page.